Tonight's shiur is Ili Nishmas, my father's father, Menachem Ben Yaakov, whose yard site is tonight. The title of tonight's shiur is Early and Often, Participating in Israeli Elections. The title is not only a shout-out to a mayor who's from Chicago, but often because this coming week will be the third Israeli elections in the last 11 months. And early because of a number of psukim that were widely circulated on Kikar Shabbos and other news forums b'shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky prior to the previous elections 3 months ago, where Reb Chaim was asked and paskened, at least it is reported, that the voting is a mitzvah and therefore a person should not eat before going to vote. If a person passes the voting station on the way to shul in the morning, he should vote first because eim avir na mitzvos. If a person has a mitzvah lamalas b'no, he should vote before being malas b'no. And the osei b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah applies to voting also. So that is the early piece of it. But let's talk a little bit about some of the halachic discussions over the years as to whether voting in Israeli elections is usur, mutter, or a chiv. The first time there were elections for the Israeli Knesset in 1949, all the religious parties ran on a single ticket. The Mizrahi and the Aguda ran together on that which was called the Chazit Datit Mukhedet. And Rav Mendel Kasher, in his Kufa Gedola, has reprinted the three large kolkores that were circulated, number one from Rabbanei Ir, number two from Admors, and number three from Rashi Shiva, encouraging everyone to vote for Slate Bet or Beis in 1949, signed by such people as Svi Pesach Frank, Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Reb Chaskel Sarna, Reb Chaim Michal Takashinsky, the Belzer Rebbe, the Panovitcher Rav, a younger Rav Osner, a younger Nissen Karelis, Rivaldi, and many other famous names. Notably, in the first Kol Kare signed by the chief rabbis, Svi Pesach Frank, Chaskel Sarna, the Nusach, as appears here in Rav Kasher, is Noda Lashem al Shezachinu Barov Rachaba v'chasadav liros hasenitzanim harishonim shal ha'eschalta degula ema kamasa shal medina Yisrael. So apparently that line of Eschalta Degula, there might have been different versions of this Kol Kare. In the Hebrew paper Hamavaser, which is a good affiliated or sympathetic daily in Eretz Yisrael, not sure exactly what its niche is relative to Hamodia, but I get the daily PDF of this Hamavaser. So right before the last three elections, including this morning, the third time, they circulated an average 60 to 80 page kuntris each time dealing with some of these issues. It was called Kanos Shel Emes. So this morning I got volume 3. I tried to peruse it quickly. But in one of those volumes, they pointed out that there were two different discos of this Kol Kare. One said Eschalta Degula, and the other one said Eschalta Shel Kibbutz Golios. But be that as may, whatever the authentic Nusach was, but clearly all these Gedolim signed on a cruz to vote and to vote for the United Religious Party. So just to summarize some of the objections of the Osrim, in a kuntris called Mishpat HaBechira, written by a Rabbi Menashe Filop, or something like that, one of the followers of the Samer Rebbe. So there's a chavera, a book called Gachalei Eish, which collected all the writings of the Samer Rebbe about participating in the Knesset, or not participating, and not voting in Israeli elections. And then in the back, he has his kuntris of Mishpat HaBechira. He summarizes all the arguments. So he has a total of 41 lavim that a person could violate either by sitting in the Knesset or by voting for the Knesset. So for our purposes, our topic is voting for the Knesset. So among the list of Isurim person could violate by voting, participating in the elections, he has number one being a mode to the laws of the Knesset, which is the way he presents it, like an Isur Arkos, of being Mecharif, Megadef, Miyakir Shei Melilim, a violation of Lo Siach Rei Rabim La Ra'os, a violation, this is what we'll see people discuss most seriously, being Mechabir L'Rishayim, Lifnei Iver, because if you're not allowed to sin in the Knesset, so you're not you can't get elected unless someone elects you. So if you elect someone to violate Yisurim by sitting in the Knesset, then you're violating Lifnei Iver, and Shlucha Shelad Nekamoso, and by Deraisas we say, Yesh Shlichas Dvar Veira. And they point out that historically, in Hungary, they didn't participate in the elections, and therefore you're not allowed to vote. So in this Kuntris Kanos Shel Emes, they point out that, yeah, in Hungary, they only didn't participate in elections for the Kehila once they succeeded in seceding and having recognition as a separate non-Neolog body. But in the earlier years, when the Frum Jews and the Neolog Jews all sat together in the same Kehila structure, they never did participate in the elections, so therefore not relevant in Yanadim. So the topic that the more serious Poskim discuss in the context of allowing voting for the Knesset is whether there is a potential violation of Al Tischaber LaRasha. So the author, the Tzitz Eliezer, in a letter printed in a sefer entitled Bayot Actualiot, which was published by Masada Rukukas, collection of letters written to Mr. Shlomo Zalman Shragai, who was the first mayor of Yerushalayim the first couple of years after Hakamas HaMedina. So there, the Tzitz Eliezer addresses a question as to whether there is, at first glance, there should be a problem of the Mishtatev working together with Kofrim. Isn't that a violation of the mission of us, Al Tischaber LaRasha? And in more expanded form, this appears in Avos Derav Nasan. Take a look in the Mar Mekomos on that page 6. Avos Derav Nasan, Perek Yud, Halacha Dalit, says, Al Tischaber LaRasha, Melame Shelo Yischaber Adam Ra, Velom Adam Rasha. Person shouldn't get together with or have a connection to evil people, wicked people. Shekema Sinabi Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat Melch Yehuda. Sheneschaber V'achav. He teamed up with Achav. They tried to go to war together. Va'ala Imo Ramos Gilad. V'yatzalav Kesef. And then he was defeated in battle because he should not have joined forces with Achav. And then Shum Neschaber L'Achazia. Vayasu Anios Be'etzion Gavir. Parasa Shemes Masav. Shenemar B'schaberach HaMachazia. Parasa Shemes Masecha. So they attempted to engage in some maritime activity together, and the boats all broke because he shouldn't be mischaber with a Russia. So isn't this a violation? We're going to vote for people that serve in a body together with Rishayim. Isn't that a violation of Al Tischaber LaRasha? Even when it comes to communal affairs, even when it comes to geopolitical matters, which was the case with Achav and Yehoshaphat. And he says this isn't a violation of the Rambam Hilchos Day at the next page, Perek Vav. Derech Briyasa Shel Adam Liyaz Nimshach B'deyosa B'masav Acha Reyav V'chaveyrav. The person naturally is inclined to follow his environment, be influenced by his environment. Noe Keminag Anshe Medinosa L'fikach Sarach Adam L'skaber L'tzadikim. You have to associate with tzadikim. V'leishev Eitzel Chachamim Tamid K'dei Shilav Mimaseim. V'yisrachek Min Rishayim Ahochim B'choshech K'dei Shilo Yilmod Mimaseim. So the Rambam tells us you have to be careful who you associate with. Do not associate with Rishayim. Only associate with Tzadikim. So how can you countenance sitting in a governmental body together with Rishayim? It says that Tzitz Eliezer Yesh L'chalik, that in the case of Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat had no compelling political reason to join forces with Achav. He didn't need him for his own stability, for his own... he could have well gotten along fine without the teaming up with Achav. So in that case, it was inappropriate. But if you're going to just not participate in the elections, then you're closing up shop, you're giving, you're ceding any say you may have to others, and you're not going to have any involvement in policy. So in that case, where you're not compromising your religious beliefs, it would be totally permissible and perhaps advisable to participate in a political process where you have your own interests in mind. Rabbi Kasher addresses similar concerns in his essay here in Kufa Gedola, and he says, a raya from Avadya. Right, Avadya, who was a Navi, the Navi says, Haya Yireyes Hashem Ma'od, and he was the chief of Vayisit Achav. Even though he clearly was Miskaber L'Rasha, but he must have, if he was a Navi, he must have been doing the right thing. And he must have Cheshbon, or must have been told, that he has an ability to have a Hatzalah Pursa, to save the 100 Nevi'im that he saved, to do something positive. So even if it meant being in Achav's cabinet, he did what he needed to do in order to affect the greater good. The Hamavasir people sent a second kuntras today, not to outdo themselves, entitled Bacharta Bachayim, which is 100 pages, which I only had time to skim briefly. So there they quote that the Chavetz Chaim, quote that Rabbi Zalman quoted from the Chavetz Chaim, that the Chavetz Chaim endorsed participating in elections for the Polish Sejm, the Polish parliament, and he endorsed whatever slate he endorsed. So there he explained that that's not considered to be Hiskabris L'Rishoyim if you're part of a separate political party. There was a legislative body of different political parties, so the fact that you're in one political party doesn't mean that you're endorsing the philosophy or the platform of a different political party. Varaya, you're not in the same party. So in that case, that's not called Hiskabris, that's called Machlokas, that you're forming a different party to show that you don't agree with the others. And in the Sefer Per Hador, the five-volume biography of the Chazon Ish, in the fourth volume, they have a few pages on the Chazon Ish's position regarding elections. So there it says, the Shem LeChazon Ish, Chazon Ish said, don't ask from Al Tizkaber LeRasha, don't be bothered by that, because the language they quote from his letter, or the citation of the name of Chazon Ish, is... Ein poskim din osmach meimra bodedes midivrei chazal. So you want to quote the Avos Derb Nasan to learn out from Yehoshaphat. So you can't paskan halacha based on any random agadot or any random statement of chazal. Keneged kol meimra yicholim litzaitet kamer meimros shemishtamei lepech. For every one chazal you quote in one direction, you could find 10 chazals in the other direction. And then he said, so you're bothered, Al Tizkaber LeRasha. What did you do when you went to shul this morning? Did you make sure that every person in the minyan is a tzaddik? So if you're not asking the questions of everyone in the minyan, so you don't have to ask questions about everyone in the Knesset. And then he says, that is true, that Hizkaber LeRasha requires a Shikol Adas, and a Shikol Adas requires Siyata Deshmaya. In the footnote, they quote that the Chazon Ish wrote an anonymous letter once to Rabbi Elchanan, when the Chazon Ish was still in Europe, about this very question, that there seem to be contrary indications in Chazal as to when and if you could be Miskaber LeRasha. After all, Yaakov Avinu was challenged and punished because he withheld Dina from Esav. So there apparently Miskaber LeRasha may have been appropriate. Udo explains different cheshbonos there, maybe you can learn from there. But he said that Rabbi Chanan, who was able to who realized that the Chazon Ish was the person asking the question, even though it was signed anonymously, responded to him. And even though he's noted to be concerned that Al Tizkaber LeRasha is a problem, but he writes that Ein b'kocheinu lahoros midibrei Rav Zal im lo dvarim hamivuarim b'poskim v'davar z'emes. He can't just paskin on these new shaylas based on some random raya from Chazal unless you have a tradition to that effect. Because you are sending a party to the Knesset to be part of a legislative body that includes Kofrim.
So it's like a leaf naive here that you're gonna send them to be Mishaber with the Russia?
Well, it was even maybe part of it, but it's being part of such a process. Right. So okay, and then it says there in the Parador that the Esa Chazon Ish, if you're going to participate in the elections and vote, doesn't that show a recognition of the Medina and of the Knesset? To which the Chazon Ish responded that if a person is attacked by armed robbers in the forest and tries to defend himself and convince them not to kill him, does that mean that you're recognizing the armed robbers as having legitimacy? Okay. In the latest volume of Yeshurin that came out a few months ago, I have a lot of material from Israel Dublitsky, who just passed away about a year ago, from the Nabrak, who wrote a fascinating article in 1968. It's a halachas, the Mekobel, close to the Chazon Ish in his youth. So he wrote a fascinating article. I think we quoted this once in 1968. Not understanding how anyone could not acknowledge Yom Yerushalayim as a as important day religiously. But anyway, so he writes. He has a correspondence here about his own interaction with the Chazon Ish. That in 1951, the 1951 elections, he's by the Chazon Ish on election day, and he asked the Chazon Ish if he should go vote. And he told the Chazon Ish told him that he should go vote. So, despite some claims to the contrary in these contrasts, and they quote from dozens of Tamidim and Chazon Ish, who all represented that the Chazon Ish encouraged people to vote, even if he didn't vote himself. So, in the Or Chas Rebbeinu, the stories of the Stipler, say that the Stipler in his younger years went to vote. In his older years, he didn't vote himself, but he made sure that his wife and kids, Reb Chaim, and anyone who asked would vote. And he explained that when he became older, so now he was more of a respected figure, and it was a little bit past to go out and vote. It wasn't Kabbalah Torah. Number one, voting Be'etzem, and number two, that there are women in the voting stations. So that's why he himself didn't go to vote. And he says that was the reason he thought the Chazon Ish didn't go out to vote, but the Chazon Ish encouraged everyone around him, and the Chazon Ish would pay for a taxi for his wife to go vote, and the Stipler encouraged everyone to vote as well. So the Stipler has a more robust treatment of the halachic rationale for voting in a letter that you have here in the beginning of the pamphlet, the second page in Karna de Igrisa, a collection of the Stipler's letters. So interestingly, so the introduction to the letter is that he had written a previous letter taking an opposing position to that of the Eda, and he regretted having written the letter because it wasn't supposed to be publicized, and it was publicized, and it was perceived as an attack on the Eda. Then he writes in the bottom paragraph on the first page here that I'm only writing this to you because you asked me to clarify, but please do not show this letter to anyone else, which is why it's published here in the Sefer. So then he writes on the next page that some people claim that you're not allowed to vote because of Moedah B'Avodah Zarah. And that's ridiculous. He writes that even with Sorach Kanos, Asur L'Galus Panim B'Torah Shel Kolacha. So even if you have the purest of motivations of trying to be a Kanai, you still can't make a farce of Halacha. Then he writes in the next paragraph that apparently someone had claimed that anyone who, you can say Lashon Hara, but anyone who claims that the Medina is a Schal B'Gula, he says they're wrong, but that isn't Matur the Isser Lashon Hara. Then the next paragraph he says, what about a Schal B'Isser Shayim? He says, a Makam Sakana, if there's danger to the religion, or any kind of Sakana, so then there's no Isser being Mischal B'Isser Shayim if you're able to achieve some Toelos out of that. After all, he says, even the Chasen Sofer's own son, Shmuel Sofer, was a member of parliament in Austria-Hungary, whatever it was called at the time. It's true that there is an issue of Chanifa L'Rishayim, but simply engaging in political activity with Rishayim, that's not confiding them. Mechabit, then, the way you mechabit any official, but that's not considered Chanifa L'Rishayim. And then he says in the next paragraph, people claim it's a Chil Hashem. No, it's a Kiddush Hashem to show that we're standing up for our values. And the bottom paragraph there he says, now what you claim, I, the Badatz, the Eda said you're not allowed to vote. So that's only for their people. And it's not like they're the elected representatives of all citizens of Yerushalayim. They only represent a small subsection. So if you're a member of the Eda, so then follow what the Eda says. But if you live in Yerushalayim, you're not a member of the Eda, you're not mechuyav to listen to the Eda. And he says, I'm not worried that by my writing this letter, members of the Eda are suddenly going to vote because I said that they should vote. But tuachani shelo garim michtavi chas v'shalom kilkol she'echem mechavri Eda yatzbiya machmas michtavi kilani yasaiti afilu estas habadat lo yishmu shebim yitzur shabadat lo yamor yubba shemitzu latzbiya hayutaka posim es habadat v'kol v'kol. That even if the Eda themselves told them to vote, they wouldn't listen. That's the Stipler's letter over here. Then he has another marmakam in a different collection of the Stipler called Ashkafte the Rebbe. So different the things the stipler said. So he points out a Tosos in Avodah Zarah, which you should have in the Marmar Kamos. Avodah Zarah Yizayin Amin Aleph, third from the last page. Dibur Maskel Harchek Mi Aleha. Hader Mina Parakol Kifin Shabbos. Dekama Amirai Habu Azli Libe Avidan. So, you're supposed to stay away from a min. And they went to Be Avidan, it was a min. Zelus Vakeach Imam. So that was to engage them in debate. V'loya Makom Minus Mamish. It wasn't Makom Minus. They just went to debate him. El Makom Mikuach. It was a place for a debate. Mizkabsim Sham Chofmei Ovde Chachavim. V'nosim V'nosim V'dinim. So you see from there that there's no Isser in engaging in debate with Minim and Kofrim as long as you don't go to base Minus. So you didn't think that the Knesset was a base Minus. Okay. Take a look at the first page of the Marmar Kamos. This is a psak din that was publicized before the 1951 elections. That's the first time the Aguda ran as a separate slate. From Rabbi Zalman and Blazer Finkel and Byron Cutler and the Chibiner and Zalman Sereskin, Rukim Michal Tukachinsky, Pascal Sarna, Meir Karelis, Sakat's brother. Fine. So they quote here two Marmar Kamos. And Os Beis. B'chirat mu'amadim she'ena makirim b'yisodot elu. If you vote for people that don't subscribe to our ideology, u'mikol she'kein oz ve'torah, he asur al pidin to rasein ha'kdosh, it's asur to vote for the kofrim, v'hi lo sasa mufereshes b'torah. So what's the passing of the Torah that says you're not allowed to vote labor, or mapai? K'mefuresh b'sefer ha'mitzvos la'rambam, mitzvos lo sasa reish pe'dalid, Choshe Mishpat Simin Lamed Zayin Lamed Vav Besofo Uberama. So what's he talking about? So the Rambam Mitzvah Lo Sase Reish Pei Dalid says you're not allowed to be Memana Dayin Sheino Hagun. So if you're going to vote for elected officials that are Einam Hagunim, that's like being Memana Dayin She'eino Hagun. And the Ramah in the end of Simin Lamed Zayin says the same thing is true for communal officials. You can't appoint a communal official to a position of authority if he's not Ro'i Lidayanus. So if you're going to vote for the wrong party, then you are violating the Isser of Bimamana Dayin She'eino Hagun, which is extended to positions of communal authority. Okay. There is a letter that was circulating in one of these pamphlets written by the author of Tshuvas of Nidbaru before the 1961. So he raises the following question. And he also represents that the Chazanish encourage people to vote. He says, what about voting for women? So the Rambam, Malachim, Perek, Al, Falacha, Hey, Kol Misimos, Shem Yisrael, Ein, Memanim, Behem, El, Ish. So there's an issue. Israel, you're not allowed to appoint a woman to a position of authority. Umimela, Al, Pidin, Torah, Aser, Lifkor, B'miflaga, Afila, Miflaga, Datit, So you're not allowed to vote for a party, even a religious party, if there are female candidates. In parentheses, therefore, if you vote Dalit, aside from the fact that you're going against the wishes of Gedoli Torah Shel Dareinu, but you're also over on a chashash Issa Daraisa of Bechiras Nashim. Why? So I'm guessing that Dalit was Polei Aguda, but you have to check in the list of parties from 1961. But what was the problem? Even though Polei Aguda, if that was them, and I apologize to all the deceased Polei Agudniks who don't exist anymore if I'm wrong, but even though Polei Aguda wasn't running a female candidate, but they had a surplus vote agreement with a different party that did have a female candidate. So if you're voting for that party, and there's a surplus vote agreement with another party that has female candidates, it's vaiter a violation of this Isser Daraisa, Bechiras Nashim. But he says the Isser is only to elect female candidates, but there's no Isser for women to vote. Even though we all know that Rav Kook was very adamantly opposed to giving women voting rights. He says it used to be the norm was when society operated al pi das Torah and Chochmei Torah, so then women never participated in elections. But the fact that now the communal norm is that women do participate in elections, there's no Isser. The Isser is for women to be elected. There's no Isser for women to vote. And then he just notes here on the bottom something which Yosef Arichas on one of the Hamavasar can trace him, which has to do with the Brisker Rav's position about the 1959 elections. That there was an attempt, Brisker Rav passed away Erev Yom Kippur 1959. There was an attempt in that election year to run a joint slate again of the Agudat Mizrahi. And the Brisker Rav is Eish Lahav against that. He fought vigorously to make sure that didn't happen, and Byron Cutler was one of the people leading the charge on his behalf. So it was represented in this kuntres. None of this appears in Rabbi Meller's four-volume biography of Brisker Rav. There's a whole chapter, which I'm not sure why wasn't translated into the English translation, but in the Hebrew version, the whole chapter about the Brisker Rav's opposition to running a joint slate in 1959. But in this kuntres, Kanos Shel Emes, I think volume 2, in the last elections, they say that the Brisker Rav told Rabaran that if he's successful in nixing the joint slate, then he'll give the Aguda a present. So there, the way they presented it is the present was that he instructed his sons to draft a letter encouraging people to vote for the Aguda, which was supposed to be issued on the eve of the elections. The letter that was written Bishmo was a cut and paste from a letter that he'd written supporting elections in Brisk, in whatever year the elections in Brisk. Brisker Rav passed away before the elections. Then it was released posthumously, and people claimed that it was a forgery, because it was that same letter that was issued in Brisk. And it was in the papers that the Brisker Rav son said that it was cut and pasted from Brisk. That was half the truth, they say, but the Brisker Rav also said to cut and paste it and to sign it again now b'shmo. So here in this letter from Rabbi Yonah Zilber, the Azidbru, he says that we know that Edus from Byron Cutler and Rav Shach, that the Brisker Rav said that, that people should vote in those elections. Okay.
Zionist organization emails
you should vote.
Why
should you vote?
I'm saying, what's the